My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Navigating Micromanagement and Knowing Your Worth, 4 Tips to Learn Today. It's a new week, folks, and we're talking about micromanaging. Honestly, it can be hard to survive a micromanager, or MM, and it can be even harder to remember, 1, your worth as you work with them, 2, how to dig into it and your strengths after leaving that job, and 3, to trust yourself again and another entity after that, even if you start your own gig. Been there, done that, my friends. This is why I wanted to bring up this topic now, because I have a feeling that MMs have been around since the dinosaurs, and their controlling, stifling antics need to stop. Or we need to stop working with them when we can. So how do we do that? Here's 4 tips to help you get through the MM dynamics. Tip number 1, to counter a lack of confidence. While in the role, I learned tech skills and on-the-job training and projects. It was sometimes challenging, especially with a learning curve, but the skills and strengths that we gain in any role can't be traded. Experience is experience, so try to see where you can gain new skills or upgrade your current ones as often as you have the time, energy, and resources to do so. It could be done for free, or perhaps supported from professional development funds if your entity has the budget. Look to virtual circles too. Can't forget about those virtual events or workshops. Tip number 2, to counter a feeling of overwhelm and moving targets. I'll tell you what, over time, separating my work and life got a little bit better. That's something considering how I love to work. And by the end of my time, I was able to put a hard stop when my day was done. I communicated hourly work blocks, and while that was tested sometimes, I kept working hard at eventually distancing myself from the work and the dynamics. Now, I get that's a privileged thing to do, but how can you dial back for your own sustainability? Tip number 3, to counter second-guessing yourself during and after the job. While I didn't have much mental/emotional bandwidth to feel grounded in my skills and strengths, especially with moving targets and changes, I eventually had to stop second-guessing myself. It didn't matter what management did exactly. I rolled with what I could and found small ways to set myself free via boundaries and communications. Even to this day, by habit, I might still second guess my work, which royally bites. But then I remember that I had plenty to offer before the job, during, and after it. So do you. Tip number 4, to counter the feeling of loneliness and like no one gets it. This tip might be the hardest to end with, but I'll share a quick reality. There are others that are being micromanaged. Or they have, or sadly, they will be. Until the larger working cultures of entities shift and leadership changes, there will be cookie-cutter management styles ranging from positive and supportive to jarring and micromanaging. As I developed myself via classes, workshops, and even free stuff off the clock, I found my strengths and interests again. It can be a drag to work for an MM, but one of the most rewarding activities I've done was write my resignation letter early. Try it. Then all you have to do is change the date. Another point, find a network of people who can support you or even animals in nature that can support you and help calm you down. Working with an MM is taxing and it's draining. While you craft your exit plan, bolster yourself up and commit to your development however you can, because you will succeed. You will find a better role and job down the road or a new opportunity. You will find yourself again. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at FeminineSageWisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon, and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.